Some technocrats and politicians have also been assessing the president on how development and projects and financial management systems fared in 2014. A project management and financial expert, Bismarck Abobiaiti, said although the loan portfolio of government is huge, the IMF bailout would go a long way to help the Mahama government finance the huge capital infrastructure projects being undertaken in the country.
Currently, the President Mahama-led administration has been able to manage the storm that the country went through in 2014. 2014, we faced a lot of challenges where the government was not able to control the internal generation of funds for the country. Most of the funds that the country generated in 2014 were used to pay salaries, which is public information that we are all aware of. Due to that, they could not focus on infrastructure development. And I was not surprised when the government quickly established the infrastructure development fund, because the government believes and trusts that they can only thrive very well and push the economy forward if we have infrastructure. And you know, the infrastructure will help us as a country to be able to generate more revenue. Without infrastructure, you cannot generate revenue as a country. So I believe that now that the IMF is coming on board with the establishment of the infrastructure fund, the government will be able to rake in some money with a partnership with the private sector. We will be able to work hand in hand to revamp the infrastructure deficit that we have in the country. Notwithstanding that, we have to also look at the financial difficulties the country is facing. Because of that, it was very difficult for us to see major infrastructure boosts for the country. That notwithstanding that, major infrastructure development is going on. When you are going to 37, the Bema camp over there, there is a huge project going on. And we know of the Western Corridor road infrastructure, and many, many infrastructure projects are going on, specifically in the road sector. That is an area that, with all the difficulties that the country has been through, they have been able to do something. And we believe that when we talk about physical infrastructure, the infrastructure fund is coming to help. And the private sector, we are also prepared, open up to the government so that we can partner the government to do more in that respect. So I believe 2015 is going to be a bright year for us, as the government and the president has kept on echoing. And we believe as people, we also have a role to play as Ghanaians. As a private sector, we also have a role to play, because this country is our country. It's not for only John Mahama and his government. So we are not predicting doom for this country, but we are looking for the prospects of the country in the next 2 to 3 years ahead of us. I am not predicting only for the president administration, because government will come, government will go. But the development of the country is a headache for every citizen of this country.
You heard a project management and financial expert, Bismarck Abobiaiti. And away from that, we move to ISSE to speak to the head of economics department, Professor Peter Korte, to also analyze the president's performance in terms of economics. Good afternoon, sir.
Yeah, good afternoon.
Now, how do you see the economic performance of the president in spite of the falling of the CD to major currencies, energy crisis, and then the labor unrest?
Well, let me point out, economic department is not under ISSE. It's a separate unit on its own. The economic situation, as we see, has been a bit of, I wouldn't say it's one of the best we actually expected. There's been some ups and downs. We have seen relative stability recently, but a lot of the targets have not been met. If you look at GDP growth, what we are seeing is low, below the target for the period we are considering, the past 2 years or so. You know, we need to grow faster and able to, for us to be able to reduce poverty significantly. But we are not seeing much of the growth, and that is a source of worry. We also saw some turbulence in the macro economy over the period we are considering, mainly as a result of the post-election fiscal imbalances or fiscal slippages we had. So lot of this happened, but the great thing or the good thing is that we're seeing some stability on the market. The exchange rate has been relatively stable compared to what we saw in the earlier part of this year. Inflation is on the rise, but it's not as bad as we see in other countries. And also, if you look at other aspects of the economy in terms of employment, that aspect we haven't done great. It is far below expectation. A lot of people are being churned out of our institutions, training institutions, and they can't find jobs. So on the whole, I would say we've not seen much progress in the past 2 years as we expected.
Now, you've mentioned that we've not made much progress as we expected. Now, in the next 2 years, what should be done differently?
In the next 2 years, one major area of focus should be to look at the fiscal situation in terms of revenue generation and also in terms of expenditure. I think we need to rake in more revenue, particularly some aspects of the informal sector that we are not paying taxes or are not paying taxes should be encouraged or made to pay taxes. So we should be raising more revenue. Once we're able to raise more revenue, then government can spend in order to generate jobs, in order to provide the necessities of life for the average Ghanaian. Then in terms of expenditure, I think we have to ensure prudent spending. Some of the things we are hearing are not too good. Some corrupt practices, some mismanagement of resources. So you can raise all the revenue you can, but if you don't manage it well, there'll be a lot of leakages, then we're likely to have problems with the Ghanaian economy. So on the fiscal, we need to ensure fiscal balance. Then if you look at the exchange rate market, of course, needs for some stability there. Then also the private sector. The energy situation is not helping the private sector. So if we want to stimulate the private sector to promote growth and employment, then we need to sort out these energy challenges we are going through. And lastly, I would expect that we'll tackle